producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently.
Rock the boat.
Oh.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. If I could sing, I would. But if I were to sing, you'd probably never listen to me again. But I just want to share with you my sincere, heartfelt Merry Christmas to each and every one of you, because, folks, we are the greatest nation on this earth because of what God the Father has done through His Son, Jesus Christ. God has shed His grace upon us, and I am just so grateful for what we have. And I wanted to tell you thank you, Mary, for all that you have done. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your listenership. And again, I just want to convey to you from my family to yours, Merry, Merry Christmas. Folks, as a matter of fact, I have a bit of a piece here. It's from a guy named Leonie Voss. And it's about 2.5 minutes long, but it gets better and better and better and better. I just want you to listen to this and absorb the Spirit of Christ, Isaiah 10:27. And folks, again, it's called Amazing Grace by Leonie Voss. Check this out. John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace, he used to be a former slave trader. repented and served God. Liani Voss, folks, incredible. First, it starts out with a flute along with a violinist and then comes in the bagpipes. There's just nothing like it. I'm sitting here listening to Amazing Grace, and as I'm listening to it, I'm thinking, I got to share this with my listeners because you can't sell or buy the anointing. The Lord bestows it upon us through his free gift of grace, and I just wanted you to experience what I was experiencing. I was up in church up in here before I got on the radio, folks, I just wanted to share with you. So do enjoy, again, Liani Voss, Amazing Grace. Folks, what we're going to talk about in just a couple minutes, I want to explain executive order. And then at the end of the show, I want to bring up one of my sons who's 10 years old. And I want to... I'm just getting caught up a little bit here. Hang on. When I was listening to that Amazing Grace, it was just overtaking. So do hold on for a moment, please. At the end of the show, we're going to have my 10-year-old get on the radio with me, and we're going to convey to you exactly what Christmas is about in a 2 to 3 minute little spot. We'll bring that up during the end of the show. But before we do that, friends, I do want to get in there. Some information you're going to need because of the severity of times and what we're dealing with concerning this administration. And we all know that during the holidays, folks, I want you to understand that corruption and tyranny and despotic governments do not take breaks. That's when they begin to push in and push through their propaganda on the people when they least expect it. So what I want to do is I want to turn your attention to executive orders and how they are unconstitutional. And I'll actually bring it about in correlation with how they're attempting to go for your guns this Christmas season. And we'll get to that in just a couple moments, folks. Before that, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you can jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. Also on Facebook, BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean on Facebook as well. Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Over the next hour, you may call. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933, folks. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is, friends, a terrible place to be when your brains are in some, namely in this country, some politician's head. I don't want to say he's got brains in his empty head, folks, because the bottom line is here we follow the Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and no one comes to the Father but by me. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back on the other side. Executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority from? Again, where is this administration getting this authority from? Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933 over the next 45 minutes. Folks, executive orders. Where's this administration getting this authority from? Again, where's this administration getting this authority from, friends? I mean, you got to ask yourself. You got to stop and ask yourself, friends. Listen to what St. Augustine said. He said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. Executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority from? As a matter of fact, what is any administration getting their authority from when they bring forth executive orders? Folks, the truth of Scripture has never been more obvious in American history when it comes to anyone's administration or any one administration than the present one when it tells us the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted, Psalm 12:8. As a matter of fact, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoru, or whatever else you want to call him, a.k.a., along with the incompetent, his incompetent outlaws, our representatives, have set their sights on law-abiding gun owners in an attempt to infringe upon, to violate your rights. Speaking of Amendment 2, Bill of Rights, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, during his last year of his incumbency, folks, you need to understand that he's only doing what you let him get away with. Because he's doing what he's doing today with the permission from the American people to do so. As a matter of fact, he wants to bring forth more unconstitutional executive orders to accomplish this. So how does that work? Folks, you need to understand that where an injustice is actually act out, it's an injustice done anywhere, is an injustice done everywhere. It doesn't just apply to the right to bear arms. It applies to every aspect of life if you allow them to violate one law. Remember, the foxes spoil the vine, a little leaveneth the whole lump. That's why the Puritan preachers, our forefathers, were so adamant about making sure that the law was held up to a T concerning every jot and tittle within the pith and marrow of the rights that God has bestowed upon us. Just recently, Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, wrote, White House expected to issue more illegal gun control executive orders within weeks. Tim said, well, we can expect to hear about guns and illegal executive orders and legislation from now until January 2017, unless someone in government, might I add, is willing to do what is necessary to deal with the usurper in chief. Now, in keeping with his promise to give sustained attention to gun control, and control is what it's all about, in his final year in office, Barack Hussein Obama, via White House Communications Director Jen Psaki, has said that it will be a matter of weeks until he once again illegally acts against the Constitution and the rights of gun owners. Psaki told Bloomberg that the issue of gun violence is probably the issue that has touched Barack most personally over the course of his presidency. No, that is the obstacle. That is the stumbling block to his criminal administration. And those that are behind it are the righteous in this country that have become the stumbling block to the crimes of this administration. For the record, men with ideologies like Barack Hussein Obama do not have an issue with gun violence, said Tim Brown. They train, fund, and arm Islamic jihadis, which they do, who engage in gun violence, which they do, and knife violence, in which they do all of the time. They have an issue with you defending yourself, America. Executive orders? Where is this administration getting this authority from, America? William Pitt said, unlimited power is apt to corrupt the minds of those who possess it. And this I know, my lords, that where the law ends, tyranny begins. Folks, what are you seeing before your eyes today in America? Tyranny at large. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. But the question is, why the vilest men are exalted? Why are they exalted? Because good men do nothing. That's why the wicked walk on every side. The American people have failed to understand that they are the law to deal with the corrupt in this administration. Or any other administration, friends. First, understand this, that the Declaration of Independence underlies the Constitution. Going to the foundations. Understand that the Declaration of Independence underlies the Constitution. It holds that the rights of the people come from God and that the powers of the government come from the people. That is a proper understanding. Exodus 18:21. This is, in fact, the reason that this government is at war with God and his people. Read Revelations 12:17 when you get a moment. Secondly, executive orders are defined. United States presidents issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government itself. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the Constitution of the United States of America. When they take authority from a legislative power, which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution, or are made pursuant to acts of Congress, the representatives of the American people that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power. Delegated legislation, but according to constitutional law, friends. Like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpretate what common sense and common sense laws state, and by the way, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which they are judged by. They are there to discover and apply, period. Going on, executive orders are defined and may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. Folks, there is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. It's a figment of the imagination of the American people to allow a despotic or an arbitrary or a tyrannical government to do the things that they want to do outside of their scope of authority. Folks, executive orders, where's this administration getting this authority from? I just told you there's no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. As a matter of fact, the term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the Constitution, refers to the title of president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, take care that the laws be faithfully executed. The written laws, made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5. Or face impeachment. Read Article 2, Section 4. Folks, most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization allowing for the issuance to be justified as a part of the president's sworn duties to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Not in the contrary, not antithetical to what his purpose is there. The intent being to help direct officers of the United States executive carry out their delegated duties as well as the normal operations of the federal government, which, P.S., posted script, is a creature of the state, not the other way around. Judgment is turned backwards, America. Therefore, thus, the consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal from office. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution, which he cannot, concerning the right to bear arms, either in a clause granting the president specific power or by delegation of power by Congress to the president. Folks, who is Congress? You. Who are those that represent we the people? Those that we have delegated powers to represent we the people that God has bestowed upon us. Therefore, if the executive order is not congruent with the United States Constitution, then it is simply null and void. Listen carefully. It is simply null and void. It does not apply. Period. So therefore, folks, there's no judicial interpretation, no compromise, nor debate. Why? It's because neither this nor any other administration has the power nor the authority to act out of their scope of authority, as I said. Folks, when people are talking about how he's the usurper in chief, they're not just name calling. No, they're telling you the facts constitutionally that he is usurping his authorities. In this case, folks, concerning the right to bear arms, he's creating out of thin air executive orders which do not apply to the American people whatsoever. We're going to come right back on the other side of this break. Executive orders, where is this administration getting this authority from? 1-866-582-9933.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for the live feed, folks. I totally appreciate it once again. I'm laughing, folks, because, again, I don't know why. Maybe people are just adding their 2 cents, and this is how you feel good about it. And that's cool. 1-866-582-9933, rather than calling in. I get feeds all day long, friends. When I'm live on the radio, I'm literally going back and forth at times just reading what people are saying. And it's just kind of crazy, the response that I'm getting. And 99% of the time, the stuff is right on. So again, I totally appreciate it. But do keep in mind, I can't throw everything in the hour in which I've been allotted for the day. But again, I do appreciate your response, however it may come. But if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, I'm talking about executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority from? When they're talking about executive orders, well, where's that coming from? Because executive orders, friends, and they don't apply to we the people if it's antithetical to the Constitution or it's in contrast to the Constitution, the oath that they themselves swore to uphold. If it stands in contrast to that, folks, it's null and void. As a matter of fact, Mayberry versus Madison, 1803. Marbury, I'm sorry, versus Madison, 1803, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Now, let me put this in contrast. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Folks, Joe Arpaio, the American sheriff, as they like to call him, Joe Arpaio from Arizona. He's got 250,000 people that he represents that have the right to carry, the right to bear arms. And he told them, folks, in Washington, D.C., hey, you can come up with all the executive orders that you want to come up with, but we're not surrendering our guns here. That is constitutional, folks. The rebellion is coming from the White House once again. The defiance concerning the Constitution of the United States of America is coming from this administration and those that are servitude or subject to them, these useful idiots. And that's really what it comes down to. But again, I want to remind you, friends, that if you ever look at some pictures or film concerning those anti-gunners and these anti-gunners in which we're exposing the Clintons, Barack Hussein Obama administration, the Pope himself, folks, and others, keep in mind, folks, while you're paying attention, don't not open your eyes to see all of the armed Secret Service that they have around themselves protecting themselves from you, the people that they're supposed to serve. Marbury versus Madison, 1803, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. In other words, they need not apply. Thomas Jefferson, Eliot, page 4, page 187, through 88, every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. Null and void is what he's saying. If you guys ever seen Thomas Jefferson's library, it's pretty impressive. Alexander Hamilton, Eliot, 2:362, the laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere, and when they depart from this sphere, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which their laws are supreme. There you have it. So Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights comes into place. And what is that exactly? Here, I'll go there really quick for you so you can understand. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people, which empowers the states. You know, I often say, folks, you got to keep in mind, these people, they have the attitude that you work for them. I want to put it in perspective. They work for you. So are you empowering them through your taxes to undo that which so many fought, bled, and died to give us? Because for you to roll over in the face of tyranny and what we're seeing today, you are given a free hand as to the reason they're doing what they're doing today. William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. It is not the supreme law in the exercise of a power not granted. Folks, that's exactly right. This administration is blindsiding the ignorance by giving them the illusion that he has the authority to tear down the Constitution and attempt to recreate it in his own devilish image. Okay, because the power's never been granted for him to take away God-given rights. Alexander Hamilton, again, concerning the Supremacy Clause, the Federalist Papers, 33. It will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the Constitution in agreements. Alexander Hamilton again says, there is no position which depends on clear principles than that every act of delegated authority which comes from you people, contrary to the commission under which it is exercised, it is void. No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid. I didn't say this. Common sense does come into play, though. So, friends, how is it that this administration gets away with what it gets away with? I can tell you. They do so due to the ignorance of the American people of not taking the time to know the difference. They don't have the right to do it. Why? Because that power's never been granted to them in the first place to do the things that they're unconstitutionally doing. Folks, what you're seeing today is nothing more than a bunch of outlaws only doing what the American people will allow them to get away with. And folks, yes, I say that, but you do need to understand that's why they're emboldened to take it another step. And folks, I would even go so far right now to say you haven't seen nothing yet concerning this administration. You haven't seen anything yet. If you think he's been defiant and unlawful over the last 7 years, friends, oh, put your seatbelts on, friends. Because he means to create a war within the United States of America. Interestingly enough, folks, just kind of a side note, taking it to what's happening in America, which I'm paralleling the topic, but a different topic. Just in Minneapolis here yesterday, Black Lives Matters. It was reported that there was huge protests in Minneapolis. Folks, no, there wasn't. How many times have I shared with you, America, they love to create the war by taking pictures. You take the pictures, and I'll create the war. They conglomerate. They put a group of 10 to 15 to maybe 50 people that they can find, put them together, they take a picture of them, then they put it on the front page of the paper, and then they talk about huge protest. It's unlawful protest. That's why the law is called to come into the situation and deal with it as peacemakers. And how are they peacemakers? By enforcing the laws against the crimes of those that are protesting unlawfully. And what are they doing? They're taught to play the victim. Because the administration said so. But keep in mind, folks, we're only talking about a handful of people here. Matter of fact, these guys even went to the airport in Minneapolis to cause a bunch of havoc. Because the black folks in Minneapolis, all 5 or 10 of them that were protesting, want you to know that they live in oppressive times. That nobody understands what they go through on a daily basis. I wonder if they've ever paid attention to all these sports heroes in the last 50 and 60 years in this country. Because about 98% of them have been what? Black people? And they have the approbation of the white people? So I'm trying to figure out who's creating all of this war and where they in their minds are the victims of anything. No, they're the victims of the law, friends. And in many cases, they're oppressed because they don't want to actually go out there and do what it takes to succeed. But again, here we have the administration, along with the state-controlled narrative, to set to the people's faces that, you know what, we need to show compassion to these victims. We need to spend more time. And what are they doing? They're dividing and conquering, dividing and conquering, dividing and conquering. And let me take that Black Lives Matter all the way back to the Minnesota State Fair. We were out at the Minnesota State Fair last year for 12 days. And they put in the paper these big protests that were happening out at the Minnesota State Fair. But folks, what they forgot to mention is Bradley Dean was at the Minnesota State Fair, and what they were actually reporting to the people wasn't happening. So I shared that with you on a national level. It wasn't happening. It's also interesting to note, friends, that Black Lives Matter, their booth, you know, just like White Lives Matter, just like Hispanic Lives Matter. Folks, you know, just to show you how simple and ignorant these people are, the Bible says that all nations are one blood, but they make it a color issue. So who's actually creating the issue in the first place? They are. I'm not saying in every given situation. Hey, but folks, I want to say this. Black power is as dangerous as white power is. You know, my kids don't have an issue with whatever color you are. They're taught to love their neighbors as themselves. End of story. I'm sick and tired of the stuff that this administration is attempting to do while this administration has been given the permission from the American people to destroy the republic as you know it for one more year. He's a criminal, his administration is criminal, and they are criminal, and they need to be dealt with accordingly. That's simple. and everyone that represents we the people that have failed to uphold the rights that God has bestowed upon us through delegated authority from we the people must be held accountable. I'm going to bring this right back, and then I'm going to bring my little boy in here because he's got a little surprise for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Final segment coming up, folks.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority from? Folks, they are attempting to exercise authority that has not been granted to them by the American people. Executive orders, if they are not congruent with the United States Constitution, are simply null and void. And I want to end with this because I've been talking about it, folks, in the sense of the right to bear arms. God gave you the right to bear arms. Don't get caught up into the debate. Don't get caught up into the argument, the little gossip between, you know, when these conservatives that have the left and the right on television. So what say you about our Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights to the communists? He doesn't have a right to even talk about the topic, friends. He's an enemy. Hey, folks, did you know that concerning lines between church and state, we know that it's not there. It's not found in any founding document. But our kids are under attack by the ACLU. Did you know that the ACLU is a communist organization? Notice the name American Civil Liberties Union, right? Keep in mind, Roger Baldwin said that the end of the ACLU is communism. So how was it that they have actually deceived the American people into believing that they can't talk about God and Jesus Christ during school hours or out in public or whatever the case might be. Because you haven't taken the time to read what it says. If you go to Article 52 of the USSR, you will find in the Soviet Union, in those Russian communist nations, in Article 52, in their constitution, you will find lines between church and state. But you will not find them in our founding documents. So this is what's happening, friends. They're attempting to do the same thing when it comes to the Second Amendment concerning the Bill of Rights and the right to bear arms. If you don't know the difference, guess what they're going to do? They're going to try to actually get you to capitulate in the face of your God-given rights. And you need to let them feel your steel, America, and get out of the debate. Because there isn't debate. Cool? And let me finish this way, friends. When a strong man fully armed guards his house, his possessions are safe. So when it comes to your rights, friends, don't forget as to where your rights came from. That's found in Luke 11:21. Just for the record, folks. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Executive orders, again, where is this administration getting this authority from? It will be posted at 7 p.m. tonight. And again, friends, do your due diligence to understand that you just need to pull out, no argument. You need to stand up, and you need to deal with the crime at hand concerning this administration. Now, as promised, I said I was going to bring my little 10-year-old boy in here, and I want him to read Luke 2 real quick for you. It takes about 2 minutes, but I want you to understand what Christmas is really about and the significance of what Christmas is really about. So who better to bring in than the model of heaven, a little child? So Pickle, Judah, go ahead and have at it, my little man.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, yep, into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
Amen. Well, Christ the King is born. That's what Christmas is about. So I say, from my family to your family, friends, from the sonsoflibertyradio.com, Bradley Dean, Stephanie Joy, and his little ones,
Merry Christmas!
Okay, folks, so we will take it from there, and what we'll do is kind of highlight what Steph has to share with you real quick, and then we'll call it Christmas Eve here.
Yeah. So. Well, Merry Christmas to all of you out there listening to the Sons of Liberty. We appreciate all of you. And we want to say thank you to all of our sons and daughters of Liberty out there. Everyone who has prayed for this ministry. Everyone who has supported this ministry. Everyone who has been a part of changing this nation. Actually, I like the word restoring this nation back unto its founding Amen. Principles and back unto the principles that made us great. And for those of you that were winding down 2015 here and moving our way to 2016, and you say, well, you know, lots of people like to do their end of the year donations. Please do consider the Sons of Liberty. We're gearing up for another big year here in 2016. We want to reach more people than we did the year before. And for those of you that say, I want to get busy, I want to be a part of doing something that makes a difference throughout America, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for our new listeners, what that means is you support us on a monthly basis. The amount that's comfortable for you, you can have lots of different levels of membership to choose from. Everyone gets a beautiful certificate and some lovely things that go along with that packet. But most importantly, like I always say, you can feel good about what you're supporting because it really is making a difference day in and day out. No matter where we are, what we're doing, where we're going, we are always preaching this message from the housetops.
We are going to be in California next month. We're going to be in California, the West Coast next month, the month after the West Coast. We're going to be in the East Coast. Then we're going to be going back down to Texas again, Lord willing. So, folks, if you
and
like.
Nashville.
In Nashville, that's right. Mm-hmm. Tennessee as well, friends. Now is the time to book us out. Not saying that we can't get something in a little bit quicker, but I'm telling you what, we're always 3 months out, and we're somewhere throughout the United States of America every single month without fail. And so again, if you'd like us to be a part of what you're doing out there, regardless if it's a high school, an elementary school, if it's a college, if it's a church, we do a lot of tea parties, we do television, we do lots of radio, and if you'd like us to be a part of anything that you have going on in your backyard, do give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Again, now is the time to book the ministry at Bradley Dean, which would be me and Stephanie Joy, and you don't get one without the other, so we will be rocking and rolling your backyard as you give us the heads up.
Our enthusiastic crew, and please do. It's as easy as picking up the phone and calling. And, you know, it's interesting. We're coming towards the end of the year, and people like to make their New Year's resolutions. Well, I just wrote an article about this, the fact that lots of people make resolutions that they don't keep. You know, they say, I'm going to quit smoking this year. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to do this, that, or the other. How about we make a resolution to restore America back unto its godly principles and godly heritage? And that comes with
repentance.
Doers of the word and repentance.
Yes,
that's actually what I put in there. First and foremost, repentance of our sin before God as a nation and a turning from our wicked ways. But it also has to do with once you do the first things first, repenting of your sin, then you'll be motivated out of a heart of love to action to do.
Romans 5:5, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. He is your power source. Without him, you're just as worthless as you were before.
That's right. And as we always.
No better way to say it.
Yeah, and as we always say, 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Christ's love for us was an action, so our love for others should be the same way. And please, I want to direct everyone once more time. Once again.
Once, it can be old English,
once more,
that's okay.
From thenceforth, I'd like to direct you to the website where you can find all of our products, all of our great DVD series. We have got DVDs, books, T-shirts, CDs, hats, you name it, we got it, with the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we need to get in the hands of people throughout the year. So as we wind down here, it's Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas to all of you. I feel like we should start singing a song, or we should, like, you know, do a dance or something. But
what one can you sing right now?
Quickly. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Not anything but that one. It's got to be like real singing.
Okay. A silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child. Merry Christmas!
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.